There are 3 million souls in the collective unconscious of the City of Light. For Gary K. Mankiewicz, spiritual detective, this is the story of another.
The essential nature of my business had been changing. I hadn't been shot at or punched for 12 months. No unfriendly cops. The jobs kept flowing in, but they were soft. Screening the audience at guru seminars, keeping the media away from channelers and prophets, fluffing up the egos of human potential facilitators. The pay was good and the pyramid was rebuilt. I was also expanding my collection of esoteric books. Mike Grinder was my favourite vendor of rare and first edition esoterica, certainly the foremost in his trade in the City of Light. I enjoyed my Tuesday afternoons at his shop, hanging out, talking higher planes of consciousness, taking the mickey out of his clientele. It was a midwinter's day when I dropped in to collect my English first edition of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. He was binding it for me.
Shop! Mike!
Mike? I smelt a rat. No one cried in Mike Grinder's bookshop. He didn't sell weepies. I made my way around the counter and into the warren of rooms behind the shop. The volume of the wailing increased. It came from the binding room. Mike and his business partner, Petey. I've seen a lot of corpses. This one was the nastiest. Mike Grinder's head crushed in his own book press. Blood dribbled from his nose and mouth. His glasses were broken, skewed pathetically across his face. It sure wasn't suicide. Petey lay on the floor, his arms around Grinder's legs. He didn't notice me. He just wailed and grieved uncontrollably. I squatted next to him. Petey.
What am I gonna do?
Petey, what happened, Petey? I wasn't going to get much out of Petey in his condition, and this was really a case for the police. I went out front, made the call, and waited for my old mates, Miller and Moon from the homicide squad.
Mankiewicz, what are you doing here? Oh, that's right, you're intelligent. Pointy heads like you keep dumps like this in business. Hey, Miller, look, it's Mankiewicz. Better watch it, Mankiewicz. Miller hates books and stuff. Unless there's lots of pictures. Yeah.
I went through the usual rigmarole. Accusations, denials. They chiselled and chipped and scraped for an incriminating phrase. I stood up to it better than Petey. Eventually they took statements and sealed the place. That night I went to Petey's tiny inner-city flat.
Who is it?
Gary K. Mankiewicz. He opened up for me. His face was red from crying. The top button of his shirt was done up, its long sleeves down. The cuffs fitted tightly around his wrists. His jeans were too tight, not quite long enough. Appearance of a prematurely aged schoolboy. He sat down on a plastic chair and stared at me obediently. I'm sorry about Mike. I'm going to look into it.
What am I going to do?
What do you mean?
Well, how am I going to pay the bills? The rent?
You don't care about Mike? About his soul? It's hard to lay a murdered man's soul to rest.
I'm a dealer in esoteric books. That doesn't make me a holy man.
Okay. Tell me about this afternoon. Who was the last person in the shop before you found Mike?
Arno Toth, the action artist. He's a bit scary. I found this in the press with your book and Mike's head.
He handed me a glossy flyer for a gallery opening. Arno Toth's action paintings were on show at Gallery Dichotogram tonight. It was a short walk to the gallery. It was owned by a woman named Vesna Magic. In the part of the city where vain youth lounged in cafes and bars. Stylish boutiques with ugly names. Plug, sleaze and needle. It seemed you could get accessories out of used surgical dressings and old fencing wire. I was too old for this street. A couple in customised industrial clothing sniggered at the pleats in my meticulously ironed trousers. Dichotomy. I walked past the door twice before I found my way in. A couple of Afro-American doormen jollied me up on the way through. I entered a room covered in prints of modern art, the big names. The acrid scent of decaying industrial landscapes pervaded the psychic space. Hope seemed to leave me, and I felt the bleak wind of nothingness. I recognised her straight away, Vesna Magic, spent her 20s smoking and toking with her dealer boyfriend, slinging tofu at the Saturday markets, golden aeroplanes and orange clothes. Her innate good business sense finally emerged in her early 30s. Her uptown City of Light gallery, the bitching and naked opportunism of the art world. I approached her. Vesna Magic, my name's Gary K. Mankovic. I'm a spiritual detective. I wanted to ask you a few questions about Mike Grinder.
So upsetting. Such a messy way to go, don't you think?
So, do you know anyone with a grudge against him?
Well, he was a bookseller, not really a high-risk occupation.
What about Arno Toth? Ever get shortchanged buying a book?
Arno doesn't read. He doesn't want his muse to be distracted by cheap entertainment.
Where can I find him?
You'll find him. He's one of the few artists who actually paint at their openings. And you are so sensitive.
Thank you, Vesna.
And watch out for his wife, Sonia. She's a...
performance artist, I know. It clicked. Arno Toth stood imposingly in a corner of the gallery, a dark-haired, bearded man with a barrel chest. He gave out an unsociable feel. Unapproachable was an understatement. He seemed vaguely familiar. I took the plunge. Sad about Mike Grinder, Arno. I'd like to remember him as a kind of artist.
Artist! To be an artist, you've got to find the pure moment of creation. Cut away all the bullshit. Grab the air and burn creation into the canvas. And what did Mike Grinder ever know about being an artist? You got to bare your chest to the world and say, fire away to paint. Mike Grinder wore 2 jumpers in summer.
Not a friend, eh?
He said I was a fraud. Snubbed me. Tried to make me wear the horns of a cuckold. I'm glad he's dead.
He stormed off and picked up a lump of rope, took a huge breath, and began a strange barking warm-up. He strode to a vat of paint, dipped the rope in and began to flail. The crowd were drawn to it. I hung back, checking out the art crowd. Vesna joined me.
Knows how to work a crowd, doesn't he?
I paused to contemplate my answer, and a long, contemptible nose horned into our dichotomy.
Ah, Mankovic. Thought I'd find you here. Arty-farty prick like you. Know all about it, I suppose. I don't know much about art, but I know what I like.
Oh, an aficionado. You like art, Mr...
Detective Moon. Homicide Squad. Me mate Miller here's a bit of an artist in his spare time. Go on, Miller. Show the lady your drawing.
Miller shuffled over and removed a soiled, crumpled piece of paper from his pocket. It was a rude sketch of an electric chair, depicted as a hot rod driven by a single bloodshot eye. A skeleton hand brandished an Uzi submachine gun. Miller grinned sheepishly.
That's very interesting, Mr. Miller. And where does your art fit into the current paradigm, ontologically speaking?
Gynecologically speaking... He blows stuff away like a big-action gynecological movie.
Miller could restrain the artistic urge no longer. He fired a round from his paintball gun onto Vesna Magic's shirt. Commando rolled across the floor and came up blazing at Arno Toth's canvas.
The man's a genius! Fire again!
Oh, now it's time for the nudie dancing.
Y después vino el loco y me tocó. Y me tocó todo el pelo y de repente se abrió los pantalones y de repente la penetración.
Hey, Mankovic, you reckon that fat painter killed the Grinder bloke?
Don't know. Any reason?
Interviewed 17 of these arty-farties sick today. They all said the tooth threatened Grinder on 9 different occasions. Grinder was shooting his big mouth off in the gynecological dino-functioning tooth recreation at the telescopic dichotomy.
Moon, I never knew you were so interested in art.
Yeah, ever since I saw that spread in Paster magazine. Become an artist and bonk more babes.
So you think Toth killed Mike?
Open and shut case. 5 witnesses saw Grinder dancing in a highly erotic fashion with 2 misses, wearing a ball and chain and a red rubber dress. Oh, no wonder I need 5 shots of bourbon before I can get the cornflakes down me gullet in the morning. I'm getting a sperm test run on this Arnold.
Arnold?
Used to be Arnold. He changed it to make it trendy.
Arno! My husband's name is Arno! He's a fine man and a great painter!
What are you doing, Sonia? Supporting me again.
You're talking about Grinder. They're outsiders. They can't see that Mike was too small to worry you.
A shopkeeper. A greasy little shopkeeper. Saving up his moments for retirement. Well, what are you looking at? Don't you realize it wasn't me? Ask away if you're so suspicious.
You were the last person in the shop.
I went in to tell him I didn't mind him dancing with Sonia. I'm not mean. And Sonia's an artist. A free spirit. I don't crush people. I free them.
Isn't he marvelous? Generous towards his enemies. We both agreed that a dance with me seemed to make Grindr feel better about himself, didn't we, Burrito Mio? Oh, yeah.
It drives me crazy when you speak Spanish, Sonia. Vesna, throw out the critics and put on some music. Sonia and I need to dance.
Sonia and Arno weren't the most beautiful practitioners of the tango to ever take to the dance floor, but they were certainly in the ranks of the most passionate. No one else joined them on the floor. The art crowd looked on as if this were another performance piece. Vesna rejoined us, dusting off her hands.
Oh, those damn critics. They are so pesky when you want them to leave. I always end up having to get physical with them.
Don't they get insulted? Give the gallery's exhibitions bad reviews?
On the contrary, they love it. Life wouldn't be the same for them in the City of Light if they didn't have me to slap them around a bit. They are all the time writing about the avant-garde inaugurating the anti-naturalism of modern art. They feel alive when I kick them out. They think I'm earthy. Gallery Dichotogram always gets good crits. Oh, hell, no one is up dancing with Arno and Sonia. It so annoys them when people don't join in the celebration of their relationship. Gary, care to join me?
We took to the floor. I hadn't done this kind of dancing since I'd escorted Maria Spinoza to a debutante's ball, and that was a long time ago. Before the great innovations of the millennia, the twist top, karaoke, and home video. I led tentatively and let Vesna push me along. Tell me about Arno and Sonia and Grindr.
Arno has done everything, written novels and poetry, sailed the Pacific Ocean, fought in war, everything. But basically, he is an actor for commercial gain. He acts being an action painter very well, but he isn't one.
And you don't mind exhibiting the work of a fraud?
Of course not. This is all a game, a big money game. You remind me of poor Mike. That's what he used to say all the time. Things had to be true, have honorable purpose.
And that's why he hated Arno.
That, and the fact that Arno has satisfied every trifling whim he's ever had. Mike was, how can I put this, timid of most social contact.
You're talking about women, aren't you?
You're so sensitive. I knew you'd pick up on my clue. Timid men often take to Sonia. They see her rolling around naked on an old tarpaulin screeching and wailing, and it grabs them.
An uncomplicated animal sex figure. Someone they can approach without fear. No social games.
I knew you would understand. Sonia isn't an actor or an artist. What you see is it. She took up performance art because it was easy, and it didn't hurt. Arno took up with her because it suits his career.
What are the odds that Arno murdered Mike?
There are no odds. Mike didn't worry Arno in the least. He wasn't any threat to his income.
I believed her. It all made sense. I was barking up the wrong tree, focusing on Arno and Sonia. I needed time to meditate.
Get a powder of your nose, Mankiewicz. I'm cutting in. So, what are you doing owning a dump like this, Magic? What happened to the markets?
You remember those times?
Miller and me used to do the markets. Robbery squad. Finding stolen goods, arresting pickpockets. Best caper the force ever gave us. The birds down there. We reckon you were the hottest of the lot. You know what we used to say about you hippie chicks?
No, but I can guess. Men like you are so predictable.
Men like what? Up front and red-blooded, you mean? I used to have to stop Miller from buying 20 serves of that tofu crap off you every Saturday. What was your stall call again? The Friendly Carrot?
Tofu Heaven.
I'm not a bloke who remembers detail. That's why I'm a detective. All I can remember is that you must have sold a lot of that tofu by wearing that see-through stuff.
I don't discount my body's role in the stall's success, but you can't sell with your tits forever. Once I turned 30, I found that my lifestyle had become economically unviable.
You're still hot, Magic, taken from your number one red-blooded fan. What are you doing after the show? I know a great burger joint.
I'm having dinner with Arno and friends. You are not invited.
You're scared of a real man. Spent too long hanging out with those art wimps. Pencil necks and deviants, Magic. You're lucky Miller and me aren't making arrests.
Speaking of your friend Miller, he has a certain artistic talent. I think he could earn some money with his art. Gun art.
Miller's not into art. Just guns. Sure you don't want a date? I'm dynamite in the sack.
No, I'm sexually fulfilled with the artistic fraternity.
Look, I'll show you about artists. Hey, Arno, Vesna reckons you're a real man.
Of course I am. Who says I'm not?
Me, That's who. Another arty farty deviant. Come on, let's show the chicks who's the real rooster around here.
Rooster? I'm more than a rooster. When I was 50, I was like a bull.
Yeah, watch me take you, Magic. Don't get too excited. Come on, give us your best shot.
Go, Arno! Tear his head off! Go, Burrito! Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Give us me arm back, Tooth, or you're under arrest.
Sure! Just remember, when a real man fights, he finds the pure moment of violence and smashes it onto his opponent!
The sound of the fracas brought me out from the print room and back into the gallery. Moon seemed to be nursing a dislocated shoulder. Miller helped him up off the floor. His ravaged face seemed close to grinning.
Yeah, Miller. You think it's funny, eh? You take him on. Nah, it's a joke. Put the gun away. Come on, let's get out of this dump. We've got other suspects to talk to.
They stumbled out of the gallery. Their defeat cheered the art crowd up. Vesna cracked a bottle of champagne and Arno and Sonia cranked the phonograph up for a bit more dancing. I went back into the print room to meditate. I checked out the prints. I was looking for something that would bring me clutter to the case. Dejeuner sur l'herbe did nothing for me. The clothed men, the nude woman, an antiquated vision of male and female. Warhol's cans of soup failed to move me at all. Facile work by a facile man. I would have liked to have seen him talk shop with Arno. Then it hit me. It wasn't one of the big names, but it maintained a certain truth for me. Jean Hellion's painting from the early 50s. The one where the almost sexless figures sit woodenly reading newspapers. I gazed and was drawn in. Right in. I walked into the painting and sat down on the hard park bench with the stiff figures. Slowly they lost their stiffness, folded their newspapers and turned to me. Their faces were freshly familiar.
Grinder dead, huh? I'll dance on that little pissant's grave!
Listen to the painter. I still reckon he killed the bookworm.
We'll throw a memorial benefit charity night of some kind. Show the solidarity of the artistic community. Oh, so many lies, but it is good for business. What was Mike's favorite cause?
With Mark out of the way, I can open up a news agency.
Arno, Moon and Vesna turned on Petey, eyes wide with accusation. I reached for him, but my limbs were like lead. I was in the painting in mind, not body. He put the paper down and edged nervously along the bench.
I mean, well, it's so hard to earn a living out of esoteric books. That's all Mike ever wanted to do, deal in esoteric books. He never listened to my plans for the business.
That was where I lost it. I was back outside Hellion's painting, gazing at the stiff figures reading newspapers. Petey, a small man with even smaller dreams. I walked out of the gallery and straight to Petey's flat. He didn't answer my knocks. Reason told me to break his door down. Intuition told me to go to the nearest all-night news agency. It wasn't far away, down on the cafe strip. Sure enough, he was there, lurking around in the stationery section, drooling over the A4 manila satchels and the ultra-fine point black roller ball pens. I hid myself behind a display of greeting cards and observed more closely. I had to confirm some things about Petey and newsagents.
Excuse me, young man. Could you tell me if these long envelopes come in buff?
Yeah, they're over there in that drawer.
Ah, that's a lovely wooden drawer. Ah, look, it's even got dovetail joints. Ah, yes. Buff, long envelopes with a matte finish. They're very legal-looking, don't you think? Oh, that's such a beautiful envelope. So nice and cool and soothing on the cheek. Let's go and see if they've got the European newspapers in yet.
Everything was falling into place. Petey had it bad. News agency addiction. The odours, the exotica, the quaint products that no one uses. I approached him. What's happening in Estonia, Petey?
Mr. Mankovic. Just keep me up to date with world news. Seems the Christian Democrats have just won the local elections in Western Estonia.
Fascinating. Why don't we go for a little walk, have a chat?
It is rather late, but, I probably couldn't sleep anyway. I've had so much on my mind.
I took him by the arm and walked him to a cafe opposite what was Mike's shop. He ordered a cola drink. I took a short black coffee. I didn't drink it, just put it under my nose and inhaled its rich odour. Do-it-yourself aromatherapy. I went and saw Arno Toth. He's a violent man, Petey.
Oh, scary. I'm sure he, you know, did it to Mike.
And left a flyer for his art exhibition with a corpse? I don't think so, Petey. He told me about you.
What about me?
That you were very interested in getting Mike to look at a problem you were having with the book press. A problem that involved Mike putting his head in it.
It was an accident.
And that's why it's so hard to get to sleep? Why don't you tell me about it?
I didn't kill him. I swear it was an accident. We were working on the press when Toth came in. Mike went out to see him, and the press began setting off in the boundary process. I stopped and had a look at it. The plate, there was a discoloration, shaped like a little map of Tasmania. Came back and I said, "Here, have a look." And he put his head in it, and my hand slipped on the brake lever and... Oh, it was horrible.
Why didn't you admit it was an accident?
I felt I had murdered him. It was wish fulfilment. I wanted him to go for so long.
I know.
But how?
I found a clue in a painting.
All I wanted was to close the business and start again. There's no money in esoteric books. We could have opened a news agency, built up a chain, sold blue tack and scratchies. I mean, we wouldn't have had to get up at 4 a.m. They'd dump the papers off then and only a few get stolen. It's a great prospect. Do you know what the markup is on paper ring reinforcements?
No, Petey, I don't. And I don't want to. I think we better go and have a long talk with the police. Come on, people are staring.
And you get all the different sets of greeting cards with their own displays. And the lovely counter. Oh, the little ones love that. And if you want to add a touch of class, you get all the European newspapers in. Ah, it's a whole new world.